In our weekly editorial from Jesuit America magazine, Deputy Editor Father Joseph O'Hare looks at what we owe Iraq.
Whether we have the capacity to rescue Iraq, militarily or otherwise, from a downward spiral of civil war, we do have some basic duties to the Iraqi people and to others in the region that we must not evade. These are duties to refugees and displaced people above all, especially those who aided the United States effort, but to others as well, including Iraqi Christians who have had to flee the violence in their homeland. In the years ahead, we must support and resettle them in cooperation with countries of first asylum like Syria and Jordan, and organizations like the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. Second, our nation must face up to the regional implications of the United States drawdown or withdrawal. It must build and support a structure for regional security with Iraq's neighbors, including Iran and Syria, key actors the administration prefers to ignore or vilify. While our own efforts at nation building in Iraq have failed, our duty in that regard has not been exhausted by the billions of dollars we wasted in the attempt. We must assist and not impede ties between the Iraqi government and international organizations and programs that, when the time is right, can help the Iraqi people rebuild their national infrastructure and economy. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.